Welcome back to The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. Well, just a couple of months ago, in May, British businessman James McCormick was sentenced to 10 years in prison for the sale of fake bomb detectors. That's right. The gadget he sold was actually based on a fake golf ball finder and actually entirely unable to detect bombs in any way or anything else, for that matter. That detail didn't stop McCormick, though. He managed to sell 6,000 of these devices to the Iraqi government for a total of more than $38 million. It was a fraud on a massive scale. Listen to this BBC producer actually voicing the thoughts and words of a whistleblower to protect the whistleblower's identity. Listen.
Well, I said, if this really doesn't work, I can't be any part of it. He said it does exactly what it's designed to. I said, what's that? I was expecting him to say it detects explosives, ivory, gold. He never said that. He said, it makes money. I said, I want nothing more to do with it. He said, suit yourself. You're walking away from millions. I said, at least I can sleep at night, Jim.
Well, there's the voice of a BBC producer giving impressions of the story of a whistleblower who knew Jim McCormick. Adam Higginbottom is Bloomberg Businessweek reporter and writes about McCormick's rise and fall in the latest issue of the magazine, and he joins me now in studio. Hi, Adam.
Hi.
$38 million of fake devices. Like I said, it's a fraud on a massive scale. How did Jim McCormick approach this business? Where does he come from?
As far as the police could ascertain, he first came across these devices at some point in the late 1990s. But really got involved with it just before September the 11th. So just before the war on terror really got going. And, you know, the market for these kind of devices to detect explosives and help in the hunt for terrorists really got off the ground. But he spent a few years selling the devices that he had in ones and twos in kind of places around the world where procurement processes weren't that rigorous and where governments were pretty weak. In places like Mexico and Guatemala and Uzbekistan, for example, before he eventually got involved in Iraq. And he didn't get involved in Iraq until 2006. And the bulk of his sales went to Iraq. He sold around 7,000 of these things around the world over a 10-year period, but 6,000 of them went to Iraq.
And this was mostly Iraqi military and police?
Yeah, they were sold to the Iraqi Ministry of the Interior. But a subsequent investigation by the Inspector General in Iraq revealed that he spent about 75% of the total billing of these devices on kickbacks and bribes.
Was he a remarkable salesman? Was he a dynamic personality? What was his pitch like?
No, it would be nice to think that people fell for him because he was some kind of, you know, Donald Trump-style force in the boardroom or in meetings. But in actual fact, he seems to be not particularly articulate and certainly not particularly smart. He was garrulous and, by the accounts of some people I spoke to, knew how to put on a good party. But he was not an especially forceful salesman, but he had the right contacts and he paid a lot of bribes.
What did the devices look like when you saw them? Were they particularly convincing as a physical thing? Like, wow, this thing's got computers and readouts. It really looks convincing. I'm curious what it actually looked like when you held it in your hand.
No, I've got one of them at home because they were based on a novelty golf ball detector that was sold in the United States in the mid-90s.
So it looks like a box with a car antenna on it?
It's a plastic handle with a plastic hinge on it and a telescopic car antenna sticking out of it. And you hold it out in front of you, and the car antenna waves back and forth from side to side. And the direction it points in is the direction of your quarry.
Does it beep?
There are no electronics in it at all. They proudly proclaim that it requires no batteries, but operates purely on the static electricity generated by the human body.
Adam Higginbottom, I'm thinking of something else. This is a modern-day, big-money divining rod. That's all it is. This has been done before.
It is a divining rod. And in fact, James McCormick in one interview explained that it worked a bit like a dowsing rod. Although generally what he would say when asked how it worked was that he didn't know, but it just did.
And this device, this fake device, had some very real-world consequences for a lot of people. Here's Haneen Alwan, who had 59 operations after suffering burns in a double bomb blast in Baghdad in 2009. She spoke to the BBC as part of an investigation into these devices. Listen.
My life was completely destroyed. I lost everything in an instant. I was left with nothing. I lost the baby and my husband divorced me.
Adam Higginbottom, does Jim McCormick at this stage have any remorse? Does he have any connection to the consequences of his scam?
He insisted right up until the end that the devices worked exactly as he said they did and went to prison without expressing any remorse whatsoever, because he continues, as far as I know, to insist that they work.
How could somebody like Jim McCormick get away with it for so very long? How could he have evaded law enforcement or just less credulous people for as long as he did?
I think because the principal sales for the device were in Iraq, and as far as the Western governments were concerned, you know, it was out of sight and out of mind. And his activity didn't really get seriously picked up until financial transactions coming in from the Middle East alerted the authorities in Britain, because they didn't know what the money was for, and the money was coming in such large quantities that this made them suspicious.
Well, Adam Higginbottom of Bloomberg Businessweek, after reporting this story, you've seen a lot of scams in your time. You've reported on a lot of things probably with war and business. Have you ever seen anything quite like this?
No. In fact, when I held one of the most expensive versions of the devices in my hand, one that was not originally designed as a golf ball detector, but the one that he sold for $30,000 a go, I couldn't quite believe that he had got away with it for so long, because the thing feels like it was manufactured by Fisher-Price.
A scam on the order of $38 million, not to mention lives lost and perpetrated in many, many countries around the world, particularly in Iraq. Adam Higginbottom is reporter for Bloomberg Businessweek, telling us about the story of James McCormick, sentenced to 10 years in prison for selling fake bomb detectors. Adam, thank you.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.